This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Sharmila Gunnison and Lim Soo Ann. It is Monday the 30th of September and it is also International Podcast Day. So naturally we are bringing to you our Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment to find out the history and significance of this day. If you're tuning into us right now, you're probably aware that we podcast practically every single show we broadcast. You might even be listening to this show on podcast rather than live on the radio right now. So, well, today is the day to celebrate us, you, the podcast listener, and us, the podcast creators.
Yay, thanks for listening to us. Podcasting is a relatively new medium. It's only about 15 years old. So MTV VJ Adam Curry and the RSS feed co-creator David Weiner are actually credited with the invention of the podcast medium all the way back in only 2004. So the word podcast is actually a portmanteau that is derived from the words iPod, which is Apple's media playing device, and at one point, I suppose, the only type of device that you could get like that, and the word broadcast, so pod from iPod and cast from broadcast. According to the International Podcast Day website, the term was first mentioned by Ben Hammersley in a 2004 article in The Guardian. So in 2004, the same year that podcasting was said to be born, Apple began cracking down on businesses using the suffix or prefix pod in product or company names. But by 2006, the company said that it doesn't object to third-party usage of the generic term podcast to refer to podcasting services. So fast forward to present day, Apple's iTunes is now one of the main platforms that hosts podcasts. It's basically what YouTube is to videos.
Yeah. So, I mean, what exactly makes a podcast? Is it like a talk show? Is it an audio documentary? Is it just blogging in audio format? Well, it could be all of that. But the key feature of a podcast is that it's mainly audio based. Although there are some podcasts nowadays that have synchronized with visuals, hyperlinks, and you know, everything.
Which kind of brings it back to videos on YouTube, but never mind.
We just want everything, don't we?
Well, and then the second thing about podcasts is that it's actually it's released online. So unlike radio broadcasts, so anyone around the world can actually listen to a podcast as long as you have internet. So podcasts are also about as diverse as what you can hear on the radio. So they have all sorts of formats. It varies from straight up interviews to panel discussions or even produced documentary pieces. And this can be on any topic or genre from politics, film, film reviews, education, sports, comedy, crime, you name it, they have it. And some shows are standalone episodes, so you don't actually have to listen to all of them in a particular order. You can even skip the ones that you're not particularly interested in. Others are serialized, like you have the acclaimed NPR podcast Serial, where each season is focused on a true crime story that slowly unravels over multiple episodes, at least for the first two seasons of the show that were released in 2014 and 2015.
Yeah, by the way, Serial currently holds the world record for the most downloaded podcast at 340 million downloads as of September last year. So since then, I'm sure it's probably 400 million now. In 2015, the program was honored with a Peabody Award for taking podcasting into the cultural mainstream. And that same year, podcast was declared the word of the year by the New Oxford American Dictionary.
And apparently true crime podcasts, which Serial is, are one of the most popular sort of genres in podcasting. And, you know, every platform around the world that does podcasts are attempting to do true crime. And I find that really interesting, right?
I wonder if it has to do with our, nostalgia, because I don't know if everyone grew up that way, but where you gather around the fireplace or campfire and you tell crime stories, ghost stories, or scary stories.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's got something to do with, and also that whole serialized format where you reveal a little bit each week. I think it's really uniquely suited to podcasting. So in the beginning, most podcast creators were these sort of legacy public radio networks, such as NPR, BBC. I mean, they were already producing high-quality radio programs, so it's just a matter of podcasting these shows rather than having to actually create original podcast content. But just like blogging allowed anyone to be a columnist or how YouTube allowed anyone to be a video star, podcasting has allowed anyone to be a talk show host. So even companies that are not media outlets, like even McDonald's, New Balance, Balance, General Electric have begun creating their own podcasts.
And nowadays, podcasts are so much easier to both distribute and discover as well. So beyond iTunes, you have platforms like Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. All you need is an RSS feed for your podcast to get distributed on these platforms, and people all around the world can now find it.
Yeah, so I mean, podcasts is relatively new, but I think BFM is one of the earliest in the market in Malaysia, at least, right? I wonder if you guys, when did you guys learn about podcasts, and whether you listen or whether you listen to any?
I think I first sort of, it's floated into my consciousness, I think, from the first time that I started using an iPhone. So that must have been maybe about, gosh, now I'm, I can't even, it feels like it's always been a part of my life.
Maybe, the iPhone.
I think probably less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 years ago. Because your iTunes would have a podcast tab, right? But I don't think I really consciously started listening to them. And I must credit this. I haven't been with BFM very long. BFM was probably one of the first podcast content that I started listening to be honest, which then led me to discovering other stuff like NPR content that you can get online, BBC, and so on. But yeah, I wasn't really an early adopter of podcasts.
I think I started listening to podcasts about four or five years ago. I think a friend of mine introduced me, well, at least got me to try listening to one of the podcasts, which I tried. I didn't quite get into that. But then from there on, I managed to look up and discover podcasts of my own. And I find it a lot of fun to listen to. And I listen to a lot, well, almost all my podcasts are all audio dramas, so they're quite fun to listen to. It's a series.
You have to tell us what the audio dramas are about.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite ones is a space medical drama. And that's so it's like Grey's, but in space.
Oh, so Grey's aliens. Anatomy, but in space?
Yes.
Wow.
Grey's astronomy.
So they really do every topic.
See, just proving my point. But where do you listen to? Is it like commuting? Is it like for me? I obviously can't. We can't listen to podcasts at work because
we're listening to the shows. We're editing.
Yes, absolutely. I normally just do it when I'm cooking or cleaning. So weekends usually. Yeah,
I'm not a big. Surprisingly, I'm not someone who listens to it in the car, which you would naturally assume, because I really prefer to listen to music while I'm driving. I tend to do it while I'm doing chores at home as well, when I'm doing laundry or if I'm cooking or if I'm folding clothes. I like just leaving a podcast playing in the background.
I sometimes listen to them in the cars, but I prefer like having a block of time, like half an hour every in the evening to just listen to them, or at least like half an hour to 1 hour to listen to an episode, because I'm not the kind of person that can pay attention to what I'm listening to and do chores at the same time. So I've tried listening to a podcast while folding clothes, for example, and I just get totally distracted. I have no idea what they're saying.
So and your clothes are not folded.
Nothing is being
you
done.
You actually do that thing that they used to do like two generations ago, which is just sit and listen. Wow. Yeah.
Or do something more mindless, like play phone games.
No, but I think it requires a lot more concentration to play phone games while listening to a podcast, because it's an active task. Whereas folding your clothes is almost, I don't know, you don't require a brain to do that almost. It's just muscle memory, no?
Maybe something's weird with me.
Yeah. You need to go to space to see your space doctor.
But I find it really interesting, actually. Also, because, you know, earlier I mentioned like McDonald's or GE and so on. And I recently heard from a couple of people who work in what I consider to be fairly corporate, very straight-laced sectors, right? Like whether it's banking or oil and gas, and how these companies have internal podcasts that they release either for sort of like an endeavor to get people to let people know what's happening within the company, or just matters of interest, but sort of created internally, like a newsletter,
right?
But it's a podcast. And I thought, like, that's really interesting, because do the employees listen? Is that leisure? You know, like, it's an interesting crossover between entertainment and work. like. But I can imagine that if it's done fun in a fun enough way, perhaps people will listen to it more than they would read a newsletter.
Yeah, especially because when you're listening to a podcast, you can sort of multitask at the same time, right? You're listening to it, but you can work on something else at the same time, versus if you're reading a newsletter.
You can't,
yeah.
Yeah, I can't cook while reading. That's why I try not to play the TV when I'm cooking or doing the because I'll end up standing in front of the TV
and
while
watching,
my pot is boiling over. Right?
Everything's boiling over.
Yeah, and I'm curious what platforms you guys use, because I've been listening for maybe a good dozen years, and I started with the iTunes platform as well, but now I rarely am on my iPad or whatever, you know, Apple products, and I am almost exclusively on Spotify. And I think that they're very quick. They were one of the, they were not an early player, no, in the podcasting.
No, very recently, actually. Yeah.
But they build the library, I suppose, very quickly. Except for, I think they don't have any of the NPR podcasts.
No, I don't think they have the NPR.
So that's the only
podcasts.
One that I have to go on the website to listen to.
I can't remember if the BBC content is on Spotify either.
Some of them are.
Yeah, but not all, I think. I definitely used to listen almost exclusively on iTunes and the BFM app.
Which is free.
Yes, which is free, and you should
download that.
But very recently, you're right, I've actually started switching because I'm already listening to my music on Spotify.
Exactly.
So it kind of makes sense to also just queue up my podcasts there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mostly use the iTunes app as well still, but I find that nowadays a lot more podcasts are moving towards podcast-only apps like Stitcher, and especially when you have creators that are coming up with original and new content, like some people that I follow, when they create new spin-off series, they actually put it on a Stitcher Premium series. So only people who are contributing in terms of monetary into it can listen to it.
So you're on Stitcher?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
So what are the shows that you guys listen to? What's like the most common one?
I listen to a lot of like politics and current affairs. Right now, I'm totally into Party Lines, which is a CBC podcast because of the Canadian politics that I'm following very closely. And also Code Switch, which is NPR's show on race and ethnicity. So I like that kind of stuff. A little bit more serious, a little bit more current affairs, newsy politics, but in depth. Which is pretty similar to what we're doing here.
Oh, you mentioned your space.
Yes.
Grey's Astronomy.
Grey's
Astronomy.
What is it called?
Yeah,
like a mystery.
Now
did you create this podcast to air?
No, I did not. So if you look up EOS 10, so EOS 10, there is that podcast. So it's actually named after the ship that they're on.
So it's an audio drama.
It is an audio drama. And I listen to most audio dramas. And especially because there's such a community around it. Like, we have the hashtag Audio Drama Sunday. So every Sunday you have people like recommending new shows. So it never ends.
I feel like I gravitate, I think, almost the opposite of you, Tina. For political content and more sort of social justice oriented stuff, I actually prefer reading or even watching, videos and so on.
Documentaries.
Documentaries. So for podcasts, I feel like a lot of mine gravitate towards more entertainment, lifestyle. So I love Modern Love, the New York Times podcast, which is essentially about relationships and love in contemporary times. And then they get like celebrities or other sort of big name people to read these accounts of real life accounts of people's love stories. I love that. I love Night Vale, which is a it's an imaginary community, an imaginary town, and the podcast is structured like in this sort of weird dark humor style. Updates from this community. So it's like community updates, so like a real radio broadcast, except it's all made up. And just like really weird things happen in this space, in Night Vale, which is the name of this. So I like that. So I think for me, podcasts are definitely more entertainment.
Yeah, I suppose people listen to podcasts for a variety of reasons as well. Yeah. Anyway, you can let us know what podcast do you listen to, how do you listen to it, where do you discover new podcasts. You can share with us. I'm sure we've got a lot of time on our weekends not doing our chores because we are listening to new podcasts
and not folding clothes.
you can tweet those recommendations in, or whatever thoughts you have, at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 03-77-33-2900.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.